This country is welcome back. Taking an assessment right now of what's important. The evil ones thought that we were weak. They didn't understand. As I say, they're probably watching too much daytime TV. This is a strong nation. This is a compassionate nation. This is a decent nation. And this is a nation that will not let terrorists change our way of life. As a matter of fact, what the terrorists have done has caused us to take an assessment of what's important. And one of the things out of my job is to capture this new spirit. I have been concerned for too long about a culture that says, if it feels good, just go ahead and do it.
There was a year when he reached into his breast pocket to pull out his remarks, and it turned out to be a paper on the uses of the ball-peen pen. Once he went up to the microphone to give his remarks, and as he made his remarks, the sound of a woman sighing in ecstasy could be heard over the public address system. So Mr. Halverson has about 14 teachers working security at commencement every year. Guarding the PA system, guarding the stage, looking at the palms of the hands of the graduates as they come up to receive their diplomas.
Our children who will be born this year will come of age in the 21st century. What kind of society, what kind of world are we building for them? Will we ourselves be at peace? Will our children enjoy a better quality of life? Will a strong and united America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world? Tonight, there is every sign that the state of our union is sound.
What do you do?
Because I just wait for it to come out.
No, I mean, what do you do for a living?
I go to work.
What kind of work?
Work I don't like.
Why do you do it, then?
I gotta pay the rent.
What do you want to do?
I want to write songs. Love songs. Really beautiful, timeless love songs. I can't sing and I don't know music.
You see? What did I tell you? This is where it happens. This is where the artists live.
Yeah, but he's not an artist. He said so himself.
But he wants to be.
But it doesn't make him one. You are what you do.
No, you do what you can't avoid. You are whatever you can get away with.
You do what you need to survive and enough.
But he wants to be.
But it doesn't make him one. You are what you do.
No, you do what you can't avoid. You are whatever you can get away with.
You do what you need to survive and then you are what you become.
Come on, Ingrid, marry me.
So what do you think you are, then?
I'm a writer. Oh. But he wants to be.
But it doesn't make him one, you are what you do.
No, you do what you can't avoid. You are whatever you can get away with.
You do what you need to survive, and then you are what you become.
Come on, Ingrid, marry me.
So what do you think you are, then?
I'm a writer.
No, you're not. You're a low-rent real estate agent, and you're bad at your job.
I'm bad at my...
What do you want to do?
I want to write songs. Love songs. Really beautiful, timeless love songs. I can't sing and I don't know music.
You see, what did I tell you? This is where it happens. This is where the artists live.
He's one of these songs.
These words and gestures can be considered.
These words and gestures can be considered. You're being modest.
The world is a dangerous and uncertain place.
Why do you...
No, if I don't know. I fall forward, strive, I struggle.
Why?
Because life is dull. A good fight keeps it interesting.
And what about love?
Is that love with a capital or a lowercase L?
Next!
What? Me? No one told me. How should I know? It wasn't my fault. You know I would. If I could, I would. You know that. Oh, man. How can you say that? Look, it won't happen again, I promise. It wasn't my fault. I did everything right.
What?
I did everything right.
What?
I did everything right. Okay, I didn't do exactly what you told me to do, but I did what I could, and I did everything right.
This country is taking an assessment right now of what's important. The evil ones thought that we were weak. They didn't understand us. As I said, they're probably watching too much daytime TV. This is a strong nation. This is a compassionate nation. This is a decent nation. And this is a nation that will not let terrorists change our way of life.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way.
This country is taking an assessment right now of what's important.
We're gonna make our dreams.
The evil ones thought that we were weak. They didn't understand us. As I say, you're probably watching too much daytime TV. This is a strong nation. This is a compassionate nation. This is a decent nation.
Espresso, please.
Ingrid, Mary, Pima.
Where do they come from? What are they like? Vacation. And he's just the one that looks like a spiritual advisor.
I quit my job, take a vacation of 64 nations.
But how?
You were talking.
What am I going to say?
I don't know. Well, you've got to find him somewhere else to live.
Lost. You're also with trains asking $400,000.
Funny. Ingrid, what are you doing back in town so soon?
Bob, who are those people in my...
You're going to have to move out.
White. College educated. Unskilled.
Broke.
Young, middle class, white, college educated, unskilled, broke, drunk.
That's it.
Yeah.
The moods and feelings of the heart, and the thoughts and images, the stories the mind tells. In this way, we really open the meditation to the music of life, to the dance that is the energy we experience when we sit.
This country is taking an assessment right now of what's important. The evil ones thought that we were weak. They didn't understand us. Your way of life. As a matter of fact, what the terrorists have done has caused us to take an assessment of what's important. One of the things that my job is to capture this new spirit. I have...
Our children who will be born this year will come of age in the 21st century. What kind of society, what kind of world are we building for them?
This country is taking an assessment right now of what's important. The evil ones thought that we were weak. They didn't understand us.
We are called as a people to give testimony in the sight of the world to our faith that the future shall belong to the free. Since this century's beginning, a time of tempest has seemed to come upon the continents of the earth. Masses of Asia have awakened to strike off shackles of the past. Great nations of Europe have fought their bloodiest wars. Thrones have toppled, and their vast empires have disappeared. New nations have been born. For our own country, it has been a time of recurring trial.
Telling them, look, we've taken over the health system, we've taken over the criminal system, you know, we're right now taking over the welfare system, we're enriching, here's a new way to enrich ourselves at public expense. No, not their words, you know, this is my translation. The way we will do it is by setting up EMOs, okay, educational management organizations, which will do wonders for the educational system like HMOs do for healthcare, about the same, in fact. Namely, they will be able to take more and more money away from the system and put it in private, you know, private power. Meanwhile, reduce to shaping care so that it mostly benefits the rich and harms everybody else. And now we can do it for the educational system, the last big government monopoly. I mean, it's not put this way. It's all put in terms of efficiency, what nice people we are, and we're going to make everything so better, much better for everyone, because we're just benefactors and so on. But go through it, and that's what it is. Yeah, I think those are probably the new plans that will be coming along. And I would be very cautious about the Clintons' proposals. Look at them really carefully. See to what extent they're lending themselves. After all, remember, he has made no secrets about what he is. I mean, he is and always has been a moderate Republican candidate of the business community. He's never pretended to be anything else. He's a business candidate. His main influence on the Democratic Party was to move it over to the Republican side with the Democratic Leadership Council. It's not like a secret or anything. He said it, you know, made it very clear. His record in Arkansas was like that. His influence in the national government was like that. So whatever the Democratic Party may have been, which you can sort of debate, it's now, like, if you can find a difference between Dole and Clinton, I'd like to know what it was. I mean, a policy difference. They're both moderate Republicans. Incidentally, the business press is very well aware of this. I mean, take a look at the Wall Street Journal editorials the first couple of years, you know, or reporting, first, you know, throughout the whole Clinton years. I mean, at first they were a little nervous because they had some of this populist rhetoric. But pretty soon, within a few months, you start getting, you know, editorials in the Wall Street Journal and articles, in fact, not just editorials, about how Clinton is the best president business has ever had. You know, they quote the Ford company executive as saying, we're getting along with him much better than we did with Bush and Reagan, and on and on. Now, of course, you know, they'd prefer the Gingrich guy, actually with some ambiguity, I should say, because they don't like the small business aspect of the Gingrich people. There's a
great
delicate
nations of Europe have fought
between holding off
their bloodiest war.
Sure, the really rich people.
Thrones have toppled, and their vast empires have disappeared. New nations have been born. For our own country, it has been a time of recurring trial.
Will we ourselves be at peace? Will our children enjoy a better quality of life? Will a strong and united America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world? Tonight, there is every sign that the state of our union is sound.
The
search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts. I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice. We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them. As I say, they're probably watching too much daytime TV. This is a strong nation. This is a compassionate nation. This is a decent nation. And this is a nation that will not let terrorists change our way of life. As a matter of fact, what the terrorists have done has caused us to take an assessment of what's important. And one of the things out of my job is to capture this new spirit. I have been concerned for too long about a culture that says if it feels good, just go ahead and do it. I believe that this nation is strong enough and focused enough and dedicated enough to usher in a culture that says each of us are responsible for the decisions we make in life.
By law to inform you that you are listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Federal regulations require the following notice be given approximately once every 30 minutes during this broadcast. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza will air tomorrow, October 1st, Saturday, at 9 o'clock in the afternoon. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza will also air tomorrow from 1 to 2 p.m. on this radio station. Tune in next Wednesday, October 1st, from 6:30 to 7 p.m. to hear Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Also heard Saturday, October 18th, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. One last time, Ken's last ever radio extravaganza will be on the air tomorrow from 1 to 2 p.m. Co-op Austin policies require that I inform you that if you visit counterfolk.com/last ever, you will find out more information about Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Also, by visiting counterfolk.com/last ever, you can listen to the shows that you've missed for the past decade. Last Ever Radio Extravaganza regulations require that I inform you that KOOP Austin now concludes its broadcast day. Coop is a cooperatively run community radio for Austin, Texas, and is licensed to the Board of Directors of the Texas Educational Broadcasting Cooperative Incorporated by the Federal Communications Commission. Coop does business at Austin Coop Radio and broadcasts at 91.7 MHz with an effective radio power of 3,000 watts. Coop is a non-commercial and educational station. It depends heavily on business underwriting and listener contributions. A member of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, Co-op broadcasts 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard on Co-op do not necessarily reflect those of the Board of Directors, staff, members, or underwriters. Our offices and studio are located on the third floor of 304 East 5th Street in downtown Austin. For further information about Co-op, call our office line at 512-472-1369. Stay tuned to 91.7 FM for KVRX, student radio from the University of Texas at Austin. And join us again tomorrow morning at 9 for more great community radio programming. Thank you for listening to Co-op, your community radio station.
Search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.